for tuning in to Morning Edition on WHYY this morning. It's 8:44. I'm Jennifer Lynn. Good morning. We're getting closer to the major political party national conventions, and vice presidential contenders have yet to be announced. I recently spoke with Randall Miller, a history professor at St. Joseph's University and political analyst for some major news organizations. I asked him for insight into the process of selecting a running mate. We started off talking about timing.
Timing varies depending on circumstance. In some cases, the vice presidential candidate has literally been selected at the convention with real consequences. One can think, of course, of Teddy Roosevelt in Philadelphia here in 1900, where the Republicans wanted to find a place to hide him rather than let him be a presidential candidate. And the irony there is that the president, McKinley, was assassinated soon after he was elected and Roosevelt became president. In other cases, it's weeks out because it's very important to have a vetting process. You don't want surprises. Although in some cases, as you say, it's not just the news cycle in terms of capturing attention. It's also you haven't been able to find somebody who's going to say yes.
And that may be the case with Donald Trump.
It's likely the case with Donald Trump in 2016. The number of people proposed who have said no thank you is quite astonishing. Bob Corker just the other day, and people thought for sure he would be a good candidate, a senator. So we're left with just a few people who have supported Trump and said they're willing to sit with him or stand with him, people like Jeff Sessions. So one of the big surprises is going to be not so much who Trump selects, but who says yes.
I know New Jersey Governor Chris Christie has been traveling around with Donald Trump. Is that a way of kind of parading around a potential running mate?
Yes. I think that one of the things with Chris Christie, who has been a supporter of Trump before Trump ran, then immediately came out and supported Trump after Christie bowed out, it seems that Chris Christie is the only one who's actually running to be the vice presidential candidate. But the benefit for Trump of having Christie is doubtful. He's not going to be able to deliver New Jersey, and he already has the bluster quotient himself. He doesn't need somebody else to go and do that for him, which vice presidential candidates often do. So the advantage of bringing Christie on is unclear, unless it's that he's the only one who'll say yes.
So the vetting happens, a person is selected, and still you say people aren't going to look at that vice presidential candidate so much as they're going to look at the top of the ticket.
In the end, it's the top of the ticket that matters. People vote for the president. There are instances where a state might play in because of the vice presidential candidate. The classic example of that is 1960 when Kennedy picked LBJ and LBJ delivered Texas and probably the election. But that's very rare these days. People vote for the president. The vice presidential candidate can do some good in terms of going out and being the tough guy or tough woman, depending on circumstance. But basically, they can't guarantee anything. The one thing that they might do is actually cause trouble, you know, raise questions about judgment. That was some extent in terms of Dan Quayle with George H.W. Bush, although it didn't hurt him in the end. Real questions about that with McCain when he picked Palin after people saw Palin for a while. So it could be a judgment question that's going to affect them. But yeah, people vote for the presidential candidate.
Do you think we're stepping away from that formula? Oh, well, you have to carry Pennsylvania. You have to carry Ohio. I mean, we have seen these running mates, these candidates come from Alaska, from Delaware.
Well, in those instances, 2008, in fact, both in 2008, there were particular reasons for it. McCain was looking for something dramatic. Mm-hmm. That was part of his personality. He liked to roll the dice, if you will. And a woman would be attractive, et cetera, because he was running against a historic candidate, an African-American, for example, something to really grab the public's attention. In the case of Biden, even though it wasn't a matter of the state, it was a matter of what Biden could give. Obama was a young man, 2 years in the Senate. He didn't have the gravitas. He didn't have the connections, et cetera. Biden, a longtime politician, respected Foreign Relations Committee, Judiciary Committee. He could do things for Obama, not so much in terms of the campaign, but in terms of being an effective vice president. And in the end, that's what the decision should really be about.
Who should stand by Trump? What type of person would be a good running mate for him?
Based upon Trump's personality, somebody who could work with him, which is not always evident how one does that because he has a very thin skin, but somebody who actually could who is a player in the sense that knows the legislative process, knows what governing is. Trump has no experience. And in many respects, he almost mocks how things work. But if he's going to be president, he's going to need to have a legislative program. He's going to need to have relationships. And I think many people, certainly Republicans, would be reassured if he selected somebody who had those kinds of skills and those kinds of connections and that kind of personality.
And what about for Mrs. Clinton?
Well, for her, it's a more interesting choice because some of the logical people she, quote, doesn't necessarily need. People like Castro, for example. She has the Latino votes tied up. Warren won't do it, although a lot of progressives think it would be great because, and they actually campaigned very well together last week, et cetera. I think the thinking now is it'll be somebody like Tom Kaine from Virginia. And the reason for that is, again, he has been vetted. He's gone through this process before. He was the number two guy in 2008 after Biden. So people inside know about him. He's also from Virginia. He has all kinds of varied experience. It'll work. He's very seasoned. He's very stable. He's an effective campaigner, and he won't outshine Hillary Clinton either.
If you had to make a bet, when do you think we're going to start hearing these announcements?
Well, it's getting real close.
Yeah.
And it's really close for the Republicans. And one would expect that unless this is going to be part of the show, we're going to spring it on us at the convention. One would like to think that at least a week out before the convention, we'd have an idea of who the Republican candidate is. And same thing for the Democratic candidate.
So here we are about a week out. Let's see what happens.
It should happen.